Health experts say simple infection control measures and better data collection could have limited the spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome. The World Health Organization says now that SARS is under control, doctors have time to plan ways to cope with the disease if it reemerges. Hank Beckerdam, who heads the WHO team in Beijing, says China and other countries need better ways of gathering and disseminating information quickly. He spoke at the agency's SARS conference in Kuala Lumpur.
But there are institutional problems in sharing information. But it's not only for China. I understand in Canada and Toronto they have the same problem. So I think that kind of issues, I think all countries need to look into.
Mr. Beckerdam says hiding data can be dangerous because it hinders the tracking of people who have been exposed to SARS. The need for transparency was highlighted Wednesday after prosecutors in Taiwan charged two doctors who allegedly allowed SARS to spread in a hospital by covering up cases. Over the past 8 months, more than 800 people have died from SARS, which has sickened almost 8,500 people worldwide. But infection rates have fallen dramatically in recent weeks. The WHO says this is in part due to the rapid implementation of quarantines, mandatory health checks, and travel warnings that kept many people from visiting SARS-infected regions. The two-day Kuala Lumpur conference, which ends Wednesday, aims to find ways to control and prevent future SARS outbreaks. Experts say a first step is improving infection control systems within hospitals. Hundreds of patients were infected in hospitals or clinics. Dr. Christopher Park is a French epidemiologist who visited Vietnam at the height of the SARS outbreak in Hanoi. A tight quarantine at the first hospital in Hanoi to treat a SARS patient is credited with limiting infections.
The lesson learned is that infection control in hospital is the key, really the key element to control these outbreaks, and it's probably what SARS told us.
Some doctors say medical workers must pay greater attention to elderly patients who may not display typical SARS symptoms. They recommend that doctors also identify patients who have underlying chronic illnesses, such as kidney disease, because they appear to spread SARS more than other patients. Katha Maria, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.